I am Maddie Busher from the VerSeals FFA chapter, and my proficiency award area was an agricultural communication job placement.
Well, first of all, let me congratulate you on being a national finalist.
Thank you very much.
Can you describe for us what it was like to walk on stage at this national FFA convention as a national finalist?
Well, the first thing I noticed was just the physical aspect of it. There's a lot of lights everywhere, and you're kind of being pushed forward. You don't know quite where you're walking, so you just keep walking forward. But it was really exciting and exhilarating to feel the energy from the audience and know that your friends are out there supporting you.
But describe, if you would, what your week has been like here in Indianapolis.
Well, I've actually been a delegate for Ohio, so I've been here since Monday. The first couple days we were voting on different issues that the National FFA might be pursuing in the future, and that was very interesting and rewarding experience, just to know, learn the in and outs of how this all comes about, all these issues, how they're developed. And then also, of course, it's been a really great bonding experience for my officer team, and that's been a lot of fun. But then when it comes to the sessions, those have been so cool to feel the energy from thousands of FFA members and to hear those inspiring words from our national officers and keynote speakers, and to be able to see how so many individuals' hard work has paid off.
Let me ask, Maddie, has that experience throughout the week helped you prepare even more for your national proficiency area?
I think it has, because whenever you come to something like National Convention, there's people from every state and such a diverse amount of people. And you get to talking, whether they're a stranger or somebody that you knew from a contest or a conference long ago, and you ask about what their SAE is, what kind of contest they partake in. So it gives you a chance to kind of explain where you're coming from and what you do. And then especially if you're talking with people that are in the same proficiency award area as you, it does give you a little bit of practice.
Well, let me ask, I'd like to have you describe a little bit about your proficiency and what it was involved.
Well, I had job placement at a local radio station, The Tiger, 97.5 FM, WTGR, and my position was as the farm news director, where I broadcasted a farm news story that maybe focused on local events or local agricultural news or state and national news as well over the air, as well as I broadcasted the market bids, so corn prices, soybean prices, that good deal. And then I was also responsible for recording commercials, overnight weather, a few other recordings such as that, as well as operating equipment.
So is this a future career path?
I do not think that I will major in agricultural communication, but it was definitely a good experience that I plan to apply to my future career, whether that is working with people in the agriculture industry, maybe working with Farm Bureau or a local FFA alumni chapter, or people who have no idea how their food gets from farm to fork. I'll be able to utilize my knowledge to help advocate for the agriculture industry.
Maddie, what will you being a national finalist mean to your home chapter there at VerSeals?
I think it just goes to show that it is possible for people just like us, you know, the common Joes, to be able to get somewhere at the national level. I know, especially when I was a freshman, not too familiar with FFA, I would look up at the state or national officers. I'd look up at those people who were walking across the stage and think that it was never going to happen. And I know talking to some freshmen and green hands in my chapter that they feel the same way. And it gives them a chance to know somebody and have a personal experience and personal attachment.
Maddie, your enthusiasm is contagious.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations again on being a national finalist here at this national FFA convention.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.